It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. This was almost the theme to the show, the introductory theme into the Dream Theater. We went through that period where we were changing themes. Hear that? Hey, we ought to make Scotty J hit some posts.
Oh. That would be fun.
We're not sure where he is in his training, though. That could be the second year. Post today?
Dance, monkey, dance.
All right. I'm dying of curiosity to hear his air check.
You know, we should really just get a monkey suit and literally make interns dance in a monkey suit in public.
You know, and we're really nice people. I think people are getting the wrong ideas. The first to Scotty J.
Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970.
Personality.
You can email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. In just a moment, we're gonna play Spot the Fake Metal lyrics. Later on, we'll have Peter Carlin talking about last night's Sopranos, which was great and intense. We're gonna talk about the people you know, the only reason I bring this up, well, A, because we're whores, and B, because I'm curious about this whole phenomenon of people who self-identify as big fans. You know what I'm talking about. Those people, no, I'm a huge fan of the show. You coming to the listener party? No. And we've all met those people, right? It's like you'll be at Safeway or something, and some guy, you know, like, I was on the bus the other day. Some guy like, you Rick Emerson? I'm like, yes, I am, sir. And he said, oh, I love your show, it's fantastic, you rock, rock. You know, I'm like, really, you coming to the listener party? Well, no. Why not? I don't know. It's like you, so I
met a guy named David on my bike last week.
Is he coming to the listener party?
He is. He said he's going to try to. He works at OHSU, and he says he sits in his cubicle and laughs, and nobody understands.
Oh, please, everybody's got problems. Yeah. We had to bring his call to a close, actually, but we did. We had that guy about 25 minutes ago, Steve. Where is he from? San Clemente?
Yeah.
Where is San Clemente at?
Well, if you're going down the coast, it's between L.A. and San Diego.
So we had a guy from Southern California. He's coming with, what, five people? Isn't that right? So there's six people coming from Southern California to this listener party. In the past, we have had people come from as far as, we had somebody come from Tahoe. We had that couple, and I think they were swingers. And they were not like most swinger couples, where they're all, you know, they're all blotchy and doe-like.
These are good-looking swingers.
No, they were a hot couple. And I said, you're coming from Tahoe. And he's like, oh, we also have some friends in Portland. And he like did the arched eyebrow and like a little bit of like a, so I think that was the deal with them. But they came from Tahoe to see us. We've had people come from Idaho. We had that girl come from Memphis one time. So all I'm saying is you live here. You got no, and I mean no freaking excuse. Not to come. And people coming from Southern California for this on Thursday. Anyway, so we'll talk about we'll try to find out if you know people who are not going to be coming for
because
whatever reason.
Because more than anything, I'm shamelessly begging. Because we need you guys there to show CBS they didn't make a mistake in hiring
you. I'm saying this. Here's what I'm saying. All I'm going to say is that there are, I'm not going to name any names, but there are factions within the CBS radio family. That they doubt the power of the radio. That's all I'm saying. They don't believe it.
You know, and some of the, I'm just saying some of those factions might be there to see if people actually, because they don't, because they haven't seen anything, so they don't really believe that people actually listen.
Well, here's the thing. You know what it is?
Am I being too honest?
No.
Except for Katie Couric, which you said the other day.
No, it's like when we did that. Remember that hideous party we did in La Center at that casino that we can never name again? Here's the thing.
Where a lot of great people showed up.
It wasn't so much that it was
a party in a concentration camp.
Troll woman, I hated that lady.
And, like we
thought they were kidding. They were dead serious.
We would go to use the bathroom and they wouldn't let us back in. You know,
one sheet of toilet paper.
I got stuck in the security guard's office.
I went outside. This is a little center. I went outside to cheer people up who were standing outside in the frigid cold in like angel costumes because it was Halloween. Some woman shows up dressed as Dorothy Hamill. She's not able to get in. She's getting frostbite. I go outside to try to cheer her up. They won't let me back in. No admittance. You know what I'm like? But I'm Rick Harrison. My name, and I'm pointing at the banner like, this is me. And they're like, end of the line.
We'll check our files, said the shopper.
Seriously. It's like some Vogon at the front. You know, the resistance is futile. Back of the line.
But none of those problems at Sabala's. Okay, go ahead.
No, we've talked ourselves into a whole thing. My problem, the problem was, though, like in the center, is that we told them. We said, look, a lot of people are going to show up for this. There's got to be a crowd. They're going to want things, like service. You've got drinks. You've got to be able to help them. And the woman's like, yeah, crowd, whatever. And I'm like, No, there's gonna be many, many people. And I will never forget this. The woman in the center, she said, honey, we've had events here before. We had a Buddy Holly impersonator last week. And then she just sort of walked off, and that was it. So here's the thing. I can tell you, we've been pimping this. We've been talking about it. I really do believe that there are some people here, and I'm not going to name names, but I do believe that there are people here at CBS Radio that they just don't, you know, because it's not their fault. They think AM station, they think it's a talk station, they think it's Lars Larson's audience. And, you know, I mean, Lars Larson does some audience. Nobody, people just show up by accident. And that's all. People will only show up to a Lars Larson event if he's like at a drapery store and they happen to be there already. That's about it. So I'm just saying, it's there. We'll talk about this more as the week goes on, but this is the time when you must show your Rick Emerson loyalty.
If you ever said that you wanted to help us and you didn't know how, this is the way.
For everybody who ever believed. One man. Listen to this. Rick, subject line, Emerson fans in Reno. We just got back from a week-long drunk fest and gambling binge in Reno. And one night in a drunken stupor in Reno, walking through Harrah's while wearing my Bigger Than Jesus shirt, we ran into Rick Emerson fans. It was awesome to meet other fans and BS about your upcoming party. Devil horns were flashed as we passed each other throughout the night. Effing rock on, Rick. So anyway, and that's from Troy in South Oregon, who was in Reno and ran into Rick Emerson fans. Good times.
Awesome.
Let's see. How about we got this? This was posted to my MySpace account. The name of this guy is You Have a Soul, But I Have Coupons. Rick, on the way home from work at the end of the show, I was getting off the Max, and there was a kid about the age of 10 or 12 getting off at the same stop. I noticed he wasn't paying attention and looked behind him, and I was glad that I was watching because he was watching an older woman with lots of cleavage, and 5 seconds later, wham, his face smashed right into a time schedule pillar. I felt bad and asked if he was okay. He held his head and began to cry and warble. On the inside, I was laughing my ass off. I can still hear the smushy brain and skull fragments sloshing together as he walked away. But then it's all worth it for this. See you at the party. Been a long time listener, but I just turned 21. I've been listening for years. This will be my first party.
Yeah.
Listen to that. Yeah. P.S. F. Matt with waking up to the sounds of someone smashing my bones with a hammer. All right. We'll read these others later. And we'll play the Scotty J
thing. Gosh, Thursday is going to be trouble.
By the way, you're listening to KCMD AM Portland, Johnson 970, your comedy club. It's 503-733-2970. We'll go to the city desk here in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. We're going to take caller number 5 right now. Caller number 5 at 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. And one more time, 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com, but do not email as part of this contest, by the way. But it is 503-733-2970. We'll take caller number 5, and here's what happens. We'll take caller number 5. We will read you 2 sets of metal lyrics. You must discern which is the fake set of lyrics, which is the real set of lyrics. And should you be successful in doing that, by the way, you have also got to be willing to sing for 20 seconds on the air. So if you are able to discern that, you will be part of the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest happening this Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m. at the Sabalas Mount Tabor. So let's go ahead and go to the city desk here while you're screening these, and we'll come back to this here. So we'll go to the phone in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley at the city desk.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting. U.S. Senator Barack Obama says if he was president, he would ask for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's resignation. The Illinois Democrat says it's unprecedented that 6 retired generals say Rumsfeld should quit because of his handling of the war. He says it appears that Rumsfeld has lost confidence in some of the military's top brass.
Particularly the top brass that is actually executing on the ground in Iraq. And if that's the case, it seems to me that the president should look for a replacement.
Once again, Rumsfeld must resign.
I think it is unprecedented to see this many retired generals issue...
Oh, I'm sorry, let's...
Particularly the top brass that is actually executing on the ground in Iraq. And if that's the case...
Which of these am I supposed to be playing?
Two. Look for
this is
a replacement.
Two.
Then what?
I think it is unprecedented to see this many retired generals issue such scathing public statements against a Secretary of Defense.
All right, there you go. It's nothing but professionalism here.
A new reality show is putting celebs through a culinary boot camp. NBC Celebrity Cooking Show Down matches 10 stars with well-known chefs in the Ultimate Cook-Off. The reigning Miss USA Chelsea Cooley says the show forced her to brush up on her kitchen skills quickly.
I've done some cooking before, but not really up to this kind of level, and especially not in this kind of environment. But I definitely stepped out of my comfort zone doing this show, but had a great time doing it.
That's good.
Okay. All right.
On the TV tonight, the American Experience, the San Francisco earthquake. It's all over the place this week because it's the 100th anniversary of it. Also, the Armenian Genocide. Armenians are killed by Ottomans in the 1940s.
Yeah, that sounds like a real pick-me-up. I'm sorry? All right.
Also, Camp Hollywood. I don't know what this is about, but it's on Sundance. Residents of a Hollywood hotel.
Okay.
Well, that's it. I give up.
I like it. Just sort of...
I'll be back later.
Ryan's too old. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley. It's 503-733-2970. Which line am I... okay. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Rick.
Yes, who's this?
This is Rick.
Oh, you want to talk to Rick. I'm sorry. Hi, is your name Rick? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Beep your horn.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Turn that radio up.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Okay. Are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyric?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. I will read you two sets of metal lyrics. You must spot which one is fake. At the end of that, you must also sing something for 20 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, we've had Tim read some. We had Mark the Ronk Ronchetti read some. I have wailed some. Today, we will be performing these lyrics as beat poetry. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to read you two sets of lyrics. At the end, you must spot which was fabricated. All right, here comes set of lyrics number one. Hear the pounding army of the night. The call of metal summons us tonight. And gather we on this site to behold the power and the might. We wear leather. We wear spikes. We rule the night. Off with their heads. Hear the screams. See the banging heads awaken to their dreams. The sound of metal, so loud it cracks the beams. Played by warriors called Metal Kings. A hero's welcome for those who heed the call. Gloves of metal rule tonight. Yeah. All right, there you go. That's that set of lyrics number one.
Sounds like a pledge break.
All right, here's set of lyrics number two. Sorry. Music is in the air. Electric sound. Volume crushing. Power surge. Power and the fury. It's all around. Cannot stop that sinister urge. We want the rock. We want the roll. We want the right to lose control. We need it fast. Loud as hell. Fists up in the air. And yell. Cha. All right, Rick. The question is, which set of lyrics was fake, the first or the second?
I would say the second.
Yes, correct. Finally. Finally, someone nails it. All right. My streak ends at four. Yeah, so the first lyrics that I read you, by the way, were from Manowar's hit, Gloves of Metal. All right. So now, the second here. You must now sing for us 20 seconds, a song of your choosing. And then your name will be entered... alongside the other contestants for Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God this Thursday. Are you ready? All right, Rick, sing.
I have to choose. No, I'm choosing the song.
Yes, you must sing anything of your choice now.
Anything you want.
Anything you say, but you must sing for a full 20 seconds.
Okay, let me see here.
Oh,
I was running out.
I sent someone chickening out.
I'm not chickening out.
All right,
no, he's
well,
come on.
All right,
get a good song here.
All right, bring it, brother.
The wheels are turning.
Okay, I know you've heard songs in the past.
Yeah.
All right.
Just a little nervous.
Oh, don't be.
Okay, you realize this is a contest to sing on stage in front of a room full of people.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so it seems like maybe this is a good way for you to get over your nervousness.
It's early morning, the sun comes out, and my head's shaking really loud. The cat is purring, scratch my skin. So what is wrong with another sin?
Yeah.
All right, well.
She is hungry, she needs to tell, and give out inches and treat her well.
All right, we'll call that 20 seconds. Way to go. Thank you, Rick. Good job, sir. All right, I'll tell you what. Put you on hold. Sarah's going to get your information. Fantastic. There you go. All right. There you go. We got three. We only need two more by Thursday. That's fantastic. All right. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We got this, some suggestions for the band named Rick. Here's more ideas for the name of the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. Since we're celebrating the glory days of glam and hair metal, how about this? IROQ. That's I-R-O-Q, by the way. After the quintessential car of the 80s metal dude and the obvious fact that it says IROQ. Okay. How about this? Cirque du Soleil Moon Fry. Do not deny that this is genius. I've been dying to have something named this forever. Let's see. Mount Hoodlums. No, we're not going to use that. Let's see. What else do we have here? How about Rock Goblet? How about Rock and a Hard Place? Or Rock of Ages? No.
Yeah,
no, these are all terrible.
Yep.
Rick, I'm headed to Kennewick in the Yakima Valley for Easter weekend. Oh, this is... I'm sorry. This is, I guess I got to this too late. Are there any Rick spots I can visit and take pictures? Okay. Well, we're just... That's too late. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Here's what's coming up. For the end of the hour, we'll do one more spot, the fake metal lyrics. We've got the Peter Carlin from the Oregonian coming up. And we want to find out if you have friends, if you know people who self-identify as listeners who are not going to the listener party. And I want to know why. In fact, we'll start taking those now. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. I want to know if you have friends who are not going to the Rick Emerson listener party, and I want to know what lame excuse they have given, because I want you to browbeat. In fact, if necessary, we will call and browbeat them. If necessary, we will actually call them at home or at work. We will call them at their place of business. We will call them on their cell phones. We will wait outside in the shrubbery outside their front porch, and we will demand to know why they are not attending. So it's 503-733-2970. We've got this. Rick, one of my friends, we'll call him Joel. Joel, a dude who waited in the rain for his Bigger Than Jesus ticket, claimed he couldn't make it to the party because he, quote, has a job now, end quote. Thankfully, we were drinking in a smoky bar when he made such a claim. As such, it only took one cigarette burn on his fleshly arm to convince him it would be in his best interest to come to the party. He will be there indeed. There you go. How about this? Rick, dude, I'm a huge fan. You finally schedule the next listener party when my kids are not with me? You rock, says Mike. Well, we do what we can. Rick, I'm looking forward to the listener party. Can you please provide full names of people manning the in-house daycare? Would it be cool if you don't have daycare? Would it be cool if I bring a 2-year-old boy and an 11-month-old girl, and I'll see you there? Well, start them early.
We'll have a crying room for them.
Yes. Let's see. We've got this. Rick, what sort of sick, repressed bastard are you that you have to berate and deride the esteemed Miss Dillon about her intimate foibles, i.e., smoking, therapy, sex in confessionals, etc.? Why are you trying to get her fired from her coin job? I wouldn't doubt that she sticks a shiv between your third and fourth ribs one of these days. You may need to have a metal detector set up near the studio door. Play nice. Gary from Gresham. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything at all. So what should we do? Phone calls here, and then should we get to the air check of Scotty J?
Sure. Why don't we... somebody with an excuse online, too.
Right.
Rob from the House of Rick is online.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Chad.
Hi, Chad. What's up? What do you got, brother?
Well, okay, it's CBS Radio. I'm playing out at Jubits at a Battle of the Bands the same night as your show.
Right.
I can't go.
Yes, you can.
CBS Radio.
What time is the Battle of the Bands?
It's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, so you could be there for the first hour.
But I got to set up and stuff.
Not set up. Set up is for wimps. It's what are you, telling me you need to tune and so forth?
I'm a bass player. I got that huge, all the gear, like the heaviest gear of anybody in the band.
Let me ask you. Well, first of all, you're a bass player. How much prep time does that really take? Let's be honest. I mean, it's not like it's an instrument that anybody pays attention to. It's not like you're the guitarist or something. It's a bass player. Bass is just, come on, let's be honest. What is your name, Chad? Chad,
yeah.
Bass is just for guys who weren't able to make it as guitar players. You know that it's true.
But I make girls dance.
White Stripes don't even have a bass player. No one notices. All right, so what? So the party, what time is your band going on?
At 8 o'clock sharp.
Okay, how long is your set?
It's an hour.
An hour. The party will still be raging. You have to be...
You're raging beyond 9 o'clock?
The party... My friend, the party rages until the break of dawn. The party rages...
There's going to be karaoke and the sideshow lounge right after.
The band got permission to play till 2 a.m. The party doesn't...
What?
The party is on and on till the break of dawn, my friend.
Well then, Mr. Emerson, I will make every effort. Once we get done competing against... Miss Washington 2004, we'll be there.
I feel like you could probably swing by for a few minutes beforehand, go do your little band thing, and then double back afterward.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, then try not to.
I'll get everybody from there to go down to Sabalas.
That's what I'm talking about. Excellent. Right. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know what that is in salespeople terms? That's overcoming an objection. That's what that is. Let's go to the house of Rick, good friend Rob. How are you, sir?
Hey, Rick. I just want to, you don't seem to make it big enough. I mean, this is the greatest experience of, the greatest party that you guys will ever go to.
It is true.
You're going to see schoolgirls kissing. I mean, Sarah Dillon has kissed two different girls at two different parties.
Are you
that
kidding
is true.
Me?
No,
that
it's
is
true.
Not
it's
true.
Completely true. It's I've got witnesses to it. Now,
I was an intern?
I have, probably. Okay. Is that when you were still trying
that was like 4 years ago.
Was that when you were trying to curry favor with us? Is that your plan? Look, I'm an intern.
And look at what chair I'm in now.
How can I impress the host to get that? I'll kiss a girl. And it worked.
Yep. You know, crawled my way up from intern.
You know, Kristen is always the one who ends up kissing some girl.
Kristen's kissed a lot of girls.
I have got a whole CD-ROM at home of Kristen from accounting kissing various girls. There's always, in fact, if you go to rickemerson.com, I forget what party it is. I think it's Billy Reed's. There's a whole bunch of photos where it says, like, image not available.
Oh, out on the deck?
And if you click, there's a whole bunch of photos, actually. If you click on them on my webpage, click on the thumbnail, you get a big thing on the screen that says image removed at the request of someone who got drunk and then was ashamed of their whore-like behavior the next morning.
Haven't you taken a couple of those down for me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have, too. I've removed a whole lot of photos
from
people.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Well, this is what's I've gotten a lot of these calls the next day from Rob. A lot of the, Rick, you know those photos at Richie? Can you take those down? My old lady, she'll kill me.
Exactly.
Right. Carla will kill you.
Yeah, a whole lot of those. So a lot of those photos, they reside no more because
so
there
Rob,
was...
So, Rob, watch what you're saying, because we have some evidence against you, too.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I've been taking it upon myself to spread the word. I've accosted three people and made them come.
Excellent.
And I'm calling people at random in the phone book, and I'm up to Audrey Addison.
Fantastic.
You're awesome.
It's really weird. Out of about 3,000 people, only two know who you are.
Thank you. All right, moving along now. Thank you. That's Rob. There you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. How can I help you today?
I'm not going to your party.
And why is that?
Because you talked trash about bass players.
Bass players?
I was going to go.
Oh, I see. So now this is...
Rick can't play any musical instruments. You can't take it
to my buddy Les Claypool is not coming either.
It's set out of jealousy, sir. It's set out of petty envy.
Yeah. Any other reason is my girlfriend will leave me for Sarah. You know, she makes me turn on the stupid news every morning now so she can Google Sarah.
Okay, this sounds like more reason for you to come.
I'll bring my camera.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, like, now what celebrity does your girlfriend most resemble? We should do a whole...
You met her at the Super Bowl party. I was the Phantom Moth guy.
Oh, right, okay.
Right. She resembles a blonde girl with big boobs, I guess.
Excellent. You were sitting in sort of towards the back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I remember you.
I still have your. I still have your Max 910 mug.
Fantastic. We should do a whole show about girls that have crushes on Sarah.
What?
We should. I'm telling you, every morning I gotta watch her.
Genius.
And she has to tell me every morning how she has a crush on her.
All right. So now, see this. I'm telling you, this is a win-win scenario because if she doesn't dump you for Sarah, then you get the girlfriend for another however long. If she does dump you for Sarah, well, then your girlfriend's dumped you for Sarah.
That's cool.
I mean, okay. It sounds like everybody wins. See, so you got to come.
As long as you apologize to all bass players out there.
I apologize to all bass players out there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
Take
we'll
care,
see you Thursday.
Man.
Thank you. See you Thursday.
Bye.
Look at that. That's two objections in a row I've overcome. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, sir, for taking one for the team. All right. His girlfriend's hot, too. I remember her.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to do a whole show one of these days about girls that have a thing for Sarah. First up, Storm Large. Sarah Crush. All right, excellent. Let's take a couple more here. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, how are you?
Great, man, great.
Yes.
I got a couple band names, and I wanted to know if you can smoke cigars at the listener party.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't see why not. I mean, can you smoke there?
I've seen people smoking cigars there before. I don't know if it's...
I just say do it until somebody tells you to stop.
It's such a big area. I mean, I don't see it being a problem.
I just do it, and then, and if somebody comes over, then if somebody comes over and tells you to stop, then, you can fight it out.
All right, and the band name, Penetralia, dude. I mean, Penetralia, Sluts and Slobs, or Bloodsport.
All right, I have no idea what you said, but thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
Well, you're smoking a cigar.
All right, thank you. All right. Penetralia. Nothing. It's 503-7th Bloodsport. That was the only one I caught.
So should we listen to Scotty J's CD?
Do we have to break?
Well, we do, but that should bring us back if we listen to this by 2:30.
Well, do you want to break and then play it?
We could.
I'm sorry. Am I interrupting your social life with this program that we're trying to do here?
No, someone just wrote to me and asked if I rode my bike because I guess it's hailing golf balls out there. Right?
Is it, man? It was hailing all week. I hate to be that guy talking about the weather, but, man, all weekend there was the hail outside.
It was hailing where I was, too.
Up next, Tradio.
Break.
Up next, more of Tom Parker.
Stand by for Hymn of the Day.
All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We got more on the way. It's 503-733-2970. If your girlfriend has a crush on Sarah Dillon, we want to know. It's 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. Back after this with the Scotty J. Aircheck and Peter Carlin doing the Sopranos recap. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this on Johnson 970. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. 503-733-2970. Coming up in just a few, Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. We are now 3 days away from listener party night. I really should be a salesperson. You had three objections in a row. I said, call me if you have an excuse for not going. Three people called up, bam, 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 knocking them down like dominoes. Three people who weren't going to go to the listener party, I have now turned them around. There's been a reversal. They are now attending. This power could be working for you over there in the sales department. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Let's see. Rick. Kristen from accounting says, just for the record, I want you to know I've been drumming up people to attend while at one of the finer gentlemen's establishments Saturday night, says Kristen inexplicably. I was trying to talk some of the dancers to coming to the party. I don't know if they're actually going to come, but the effort on my part is there. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Let's see. What else do we have here? There's more emails about acid coming in. All right. We've got more Spot the Fake Metal lyrics coming up we're going to get to. And all of this email stacking up. The party stuff to get through. We have Peter Carlin that we're going to talk to. Let's see. What else do I have here? No time. All right. So let me get this call. Then we'll talk about our good friend Scotty J, the new intern. And everybody's asking, is not like one guy, asked if he's going to be at the party on Thursday. Yes, he will. I do believe that they're going to order him to attend. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rob.
Hi, how can I help you, sir?
Just wanted to talk listener party.
All right, what do you got, brother?
I was up at the Le Centre one, and what a hole.
Yes, no, it was bad. The Le Centre one is the night that, it's sort of like the night that cannot be discussed. It's like the thing that should not be. Yeah, it was a bad scene.
Right. Well, I found a fire exit in and out of that place, so.
You worked fire good. Accident, what, huh?
No, fire exit. Just a fire exit.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Well, no, that was in Le Centre. Here's the thing. Thank you, sir. Here's the thing about Le Centre is that, we warned them. I hate to dwell on the past here, but I was talking to the market. We were in the marketing meeting last week, and we were sitting there. We were talking about whatever, they asked me something about, like, well, where have you done these in the past? I said, well, we've done them at this place and that place. And I said, we did these in Le Centre. And they, first of all, they were stunned that we'd done any in Le Centre. And I said, no, we had a pretty great turnout. Because I said, the Rick Emerson audience, the people are devoted. Our people, they're the people of the open road.
But we also don't want to go back there.
But I know that. I said, well, we did this one that was this big disaster. And they said, why? And I said, because we told them in advance. We said, hundreds of people are going to come. They're going to want adult beverages. They're going to need to drink. And the woman just really brushed us off, and they didn't pay any attention. And I felt they were, that thing in Le Centre, there were people that were outside for like 9 hours trying to get in. That's a night that haunts us still. We're traumatized by that. We'll never get over it. I'll be 85 years old. I'll be sitting on a porch somewhere wearing an adult diaper, pawing my way through a box of Efferdent. And I'll just get it out of the center. And it'll just come flooding back as some horrible flashback or whatever. So it's all I'm saying, man. It's going to be, this is going to be a thing we'll never get over. All right. So should we do air check, metal lyrics?
Yeah, because Scotty J's thing's only like 2 minutes long.
All right, so this is, so somebody asked us about this. We have this new intern. His name is Scotty J, and apparently that's how we have to refer to him. I have here his resume. His goal? Anybody know what his goal is?
To be the best DJ in the world.
No.
To grow personally and professionally in a challenging position in your radio station.
That's what I'm talking. It's as vague as you can possibly imagine. Listen to this. To assume an on-air position at a radio station and, wait for it, be an effective station member. And then he has his professional history, which he's a DJ in Aloha, and then some other things. And then he has the, I'm reading now from page two.
Doesn't his resume say Scotty A?
No, I think that's his middle name. I don't know where the J comes from, actually.
It's Scott DJ.
Oh, I see. And so he's abbreviated it. He apparently, according to his resume, he has apparently demonstrated effective and open communication skills, expressing self very well, and writing like Bridget Jones for no apparent reason. He is a quote, wait for it, what is he?
Self-starter.
No.
Oh.
Think alliteration.
Self-stopper.
No. No. He is a people...
person.
Yes. Yeah. He is a dynamic, quote, all. People person.
He, a dynamic asset to the team.
No, but he does say he's well-liked by peers. Skills contribute universally to all positions and peers in this role. That doesn't even make any sense, Scott. That's not even...
That's the crap you write when you have no...
when you have...
Experience.
When you have no demonstrable abilities as such.
That's cut and pasted from the sample cover letter.
That's like when the... that's what the talking paperclip tells you to put is like, as like stock text until you decide what else to put there. It appears you're writing a resume. Would you like some bland crap to write?
Oh, don't you just tore it?
I ripped his resume in half.
That's probably the only one he has, too.
Okay. Well, he'll be visiting at Kinko's again sometime soon. All right. So, do we have his air check?
Sure do. You want to hear it?
All right. So, this is the air check of one. But you have to describe the picture on the inside.
Okay. It's so sad. All right. I mean, it's impressive.
No, it's sad.
Okay. So, there's a picture of the old camp casino. Underneath it, there's an arrow pointing to the RV park next door. And then it says, King of Cage Fight Saturday, DJ Scotty J, Friday and Saturday.
How hard is it
just for the RV park?
I guess underneath it says truck parking and bingo.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
Next 58, Mountain Con. And Imogen Heap, what? Say goodnight and go.
I don't know.
Music for independent minds.
What was that about?
He sounds a little high. Overmodulate much? You know, the meters tell you when
Scotty
something's playing too loud.
The explosion, I know, on X58 1246. Glad to be here with you today. Fiona Apple tonight.
Oh, that was an edit.
Yeah,
I heard an edit right there.
When Stefani plays the Memorial Coliseum at 7. Two great concerts and a lot of fun to pack in before the big holiday. Kala, British Sea Power, Nirvana, and the Joggers, all great examples of music for independent minds, up in 90 seconds.
I'm Tondra the Barbarian.
Next 58, and good afternoon to you, Scotty J, with Les Savifab, David Bowie at 46 degrees.
I don't understand about, like, about every That's third word is just a mystery
is
to me.
Speaking English?
I don't know. I just spilled my coffee
empty?
Up there. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No, but I... It's like he's speaking Esperanto or something.
Yeah.
Like, I understand parts of it, but not all of it.
It is music for independent minds.
Well, all right, let's continue.
Rain and snow mix on the way this week.
Oh, he's a weather
forecaster. Pure Hurt from American Analog Set and Alien by the Revolution Smile. In your future as we spin the latest from music for independent minds.
Welcome
that sounds a bit
audience.
Like Kermit.
Razor Light and Rip It Up.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Music for independent minds. Scotty J at the helm, Deerhoof and Lowe next on X58.
Deerhoof, is he just saying random nouns?
Scotty J on this Tuesday, the 29th of November, already at 12:32. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Low and their song Monkey Prior. Low is a band out of Duluth, Minnesota, beginning in the early 90s as an experimental reaction to grunge. Here's Super Furry Animals, Ohio Heat, on your Music for Independent Mind station, X58.
Do people stop at the end of the sentence?
Do people listen to this radio station?
Is it on the air?
I don't know.
Stand Still and their rendition, Witnessing. Yes, that's right, Daddy Kissing Santa Claus, as we gear up for the holidays with a pleasant image such as that. Here's something you can do. I can't believe they're back. English Beat, Friday the 16th, plays the Aladdin off Power for a small
amount. Okay, you should pause it for a second.
Bucks.
First of all, he has a, there's a bizarre sort of... there's a bizarre sort of phrasing he uses where I can't tell when one sentence ends and another begins. I also can't tell if he's reading this. Does anybody have a guess as to whether this is pre-written or whether he's ad-libbing this?
You might have some listeners out there somewhere.
No, that seems unlikely.
Any Scotty J fans, call us.
See, if you are...
If you're one of his peeps.
you let us know. All right. We should probably get Carl in here. Because we're gonna be like way behind. We should probably get a hold of
Okay, there's
Carl.
Only 20 seconds left.
Of the air check?
Yeah,
well,
split?
Okay.
Okay.
So he's almost hired.
As you might recall, Dave Wakeling he's the frontman singer from The Beat. He went on to form General Public in the 80s with great songs such as I Confess, Mirror in the Bathroom, Save It for Later by the English Beat, and many more.
This is scripted.
And hope you can join
he's reading this off a page.
Well, Wookie and Run DMC are in the latter part of your afternoon, up in about 1 minute.
See, there again, he degenerated into a bunch of random consonant sounds that I couldn't understand.
Huh.
All right, I think he...
But we've all been there earlier in our careers.
Is he still early in his career?
I got a battle of air checks just like that going back many years ago.
And by the way, lest anybody think that we're being inappropriately mean to him, you haven't heard us play our own air checks. So, anyway, my air checks are like 50 times worse than that.
And he has a good sense of humor.
He does.
Scotty J.
He's got
our 40-year-old intern.
He's got a sweet spirit. Let's go to the city desk, shall we, with Tim Riley.
Beneath it all lies a heart of gold.
We'll have Peter Carlin up here in a few. Here's Tim Riley at the city desk.
Well, from high to the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the city desk news beat. Tim Riley reporting. Well, it's only appropriate at this time to go to the Cannibal Watch.
Here's your Cannibal Watch.
Eat it. If it's getting cold, reheat it. Have a big dinner. Have a light snack. If you don't like it, you can't send it back.
A man in the Oklahoma town of Purcell has been arrested on suspicion of murdering the 15-year-old daughter of his neighbor and planning to eat her body. 26-year-old Kevin Underwood, yes, they're getting younger and younger, was arrested on Friday in the murder of Jamie Rose Boland, who was reportedly missing after failing to return home Wednesday after visiting a public library 36 miles south of Okie City. Regardless of potential motive, this appears to have been part of a plan to kidnap a person, cut them up, cut off their head, drain the body of blood, rape the corpse, eat the corpse, then dispose of the organs and bones.
Okay, here's the...
I missed all the rest of the story except for that laundry list.
Here's the best part is that Sarah wasn't really listening because she was screening Carlin on the phone, and she hung up and started listening to the show again just as you got to the long, planned-out list of activities with a corpse.
Repeating that one more time. Regarding a potential motive, this appears to have been part of a plan to kidnap a person, kill them, cut off their head, drain the body of blood, rape the corpse, eat the corpse, and dispose of organs and bones. Underwood was among many Purcell residents who participated in the search for Boland, but police said he acted strangely when pulled over by the highway patrol. He confessed to murders after investigators found a plastic tub in his closet that had been taped shut. Based on interviews with Underwood and the files found on his computer, investigators say it appears that Underwood had planned to eat the body. In addition to finding the girl's bicycle dismantling and stowed... this bicycle was dismantled and stowed under his bed. Police found a decorative dagger believed to have been used to cut off the victim's head. A hacksaw, duct tape, meat tenderizer, skewers, and a duffel bag.
At least he is prepared.
You don't hear this on the Scotty J Show. On X58, don't you?
A meat tenderizer. And a duffel bag.
That's the
there's your cannibal watch. Let's... Okay, there you go. Thank you.
Eat it, eat it.
grab a light snack. If you don't like it, you can send it back.
You know that.
Eat it.
The phrase dispose of the bones is the one that sticks with me for some reason. Not so much the draining part, but more the bone disposal.
Well, you might say ABC is testing the Avion waters. They're presenting Fatal Contact, the bird flu in America, following the spread of a pandemic from Asian poultry to traveling businessmen and a plane full of USA-bound passengers. The movie will be on ABC during sweeps period, May 9th at 9 p.m., and nobody will certainly watch that.
No. All right. Okay. Well, shall we move on?
I think so, yeah. That's enough for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show with a heart full of hate and a head full of snakes, our good friend Peter Carlin, TV critic for the Oregonian. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. I'm okay.
Am I peckish?
I'm trying to figure out. Here's the thing. Never mind. I was going to go on about bone disposal, but the less said about that,
yeah,
the better.
Yeah, leave that alone.
Anyway, so let's talk Sopranos last night. So the Sopranos last night dealt again with Vito Spadafore, I believe his last name is, who is Tony's, he's Tony's biggest earner, right? He's Tony's most senior captain?
Well, he had in recent months become a big earner. I think certainly the most improved player on the team. And whether he's the biggest, I don't know. I mean, I think he's certainly not the most powerful guy in the group, but he is one of the big earners.
And so he was, he was outed to all of us last year when Finn saw him in flagrante delicto with a security guard in the parking lot at the construction place, and he was outed to everybody else two episodes back when they saw him at a gay bar and a Village People get up.
Right.
And so last night, I gotta say, I found last night's episode really stressful.
Yeah.
And stressful and just, and maybe sound like a sissy, but stressful and really sad. You know, it was really, it's a melancholy thing because Vito, he lambs it from Jersey to, New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
And he spends most of the episode sleeping at a bed and breakfast and then wandering around going antiquing in New Hampshire. And I know that it sounds ridiculous, but it was really a downer.
No, it was the pilot for a whole new sitcom.
Is it that darn Vito?
Well, it's like the Newhart show, only slightly different.
Yeah, and he's at the diner and he sees the counterman, who I guess it was implied that he was gay, and then he sees the gay couple, and the whole thing was really just very unsettling to me in a weird way. And
you are weird because to me it was sort of sweet because he goes to this whole other. What he realizes is that there are parts of the world where gay men can not only live happily, but you know, in the happy eye of the entire community. When they came into the restaurant in the morning, into that cafe, and they were so clearly a couple, and it was so obviously accepted by everyone, including that pretty macho guy behind the counter who was making the Johnny cakes.
Right.
And you know, they run that groovy, it's really beautiful up there, and they run that really nice antique store, and Vito goes in there and his immediate visceral understanding of antiques was such that, as the one guy said,
You're a natural. I guess it was sweet in that, you know, again, he's wandering around and he sees this, it's a very charming, has this kind of weird Mayberry, almost artificially pleasant air in this this New Hampshire town. But the whole thing was like underpinned with the realization that, like, that's not really a possibility for him because he either has to go back to Jersey and face the music or sort of live on the run for the rest of his life.
But what he's understanding and what Tony is understanding and his at least acknowledging to Dr. Melfi and then ultimately and then to himself and then by the end of the show to the other guys, that who cares if he's gay?
Right.
Except for the fact that these boneheaded dudes that he hangs out with who kind of represent in their own weird way, you know, society as a whole, could care less. I mean, they know what they think, and if some guy says that he's, you know, turns out someone's gay, well, you know, as the one guy says, he's got to go.
Well, that was the other unsettling thing about the episode, was just the really, I mean, clearly these are not good guys, and we've talked before about Paulie and how unhinged and really disturbing the character of Paulie's, but it's just like the immediate visceral reaction of all the other characters was it was deeply disturbing.
Yeah, but you know what's nice, though? They'd love him in the Boy Scouts because they feel exactly the same way.
Yes. Yes, yes, it's true.
Know,
yeah.
Same deal with the U.S. Armed Forces.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
And that's the whole point, I think, is the fact that these guys, you know, the hilarious thing, like in the, back in the Don't Ask, Don't Tell debate days, was when the guys in the military was saying, well, you can't give these guys, gay guys, security clearance because, you know, they could be so easily blackmailed. And then what they don't ask is, well, why could they be blackmailed? Well, maybe because guys like you would take their jobs from them if you figured out that they were gay.
Right.
You know, if it's not a problem, then it's not a problem.
It's I got to tell you that I didn't see the veto thing early on. I didn't see it become such a big plot line. But, I mean, I get the feeling. I mean, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be a major part of the show. And I think that the interesting thing to me was it's sort of dynamic inside of dynamic inside of dynamic, because you'll see that the one thing that the thing that solidified Tony's support of Vito, you know, and Tony's like, well, I don't care if he's gay. The thing that solidified that was when he heard that the guys below him were going to start defying him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the guys aren't going to take orders from you. And you could see at that moment, Tony was, you know, that was the thing that hardened his resolve.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but I think Tony, in his way, is, and unconsciously at this point, is evolving or has evolved. And is at the point where I think he's got to make a break, and he's going to realize that very soon, and that is where they're going to be the crux of the end of the show, because there's always been that internal battle in that guy between the fact that he is, you know, an extraordinarily ethical guy, except that he's stuck in a completely immoral structure.
Right.
And that's, you know, and that is the fundamental problem that he has.
Now, this is a dumb question, actually, but have we ever, because I've been thinking about this for a long time, about the end of the show, because it's coming up in January, right? The final eight or final ten?
Eight or ten, something like that, yeah.
Have we ever seen the return of the Ducks from that first season?
The Ducks?
The Ducks that Tony was obsessed with?
The Ducks never came back.
See,
there will be allusions to waterfowl.
I have this whole theory that that's how the show is. They have to end the show with the Ducks. It has to. I mean, it seems like that's one of those things that's just a given.
Well, I haven't aired that out.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. That's my prediction.
Anyway. Fair enough.
All right. Hey, let's real quickly, let's talk about your book, which is coming out, and we'll talk more about it.
Okay.
In a couple weeks. But are there reviews of your book that are already out?
No reviews yet, because it hasn't been published.
But I mean, there's no. I guess I'm saying, hook a brother. Am I gonna have to buy a copy? Can I slide me like an editorial copy? Slide me like a review copy?
I can make that happen.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That was a really backhanded way for me just to, like, ask for a free book.
Beg, like that. I'm happy to make that happen.
So the book is Catch a Wave, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson.
There you go.
You know what I did not know? I didn't know that Eugene Landy was dead.
Just a few weeks ago.
Eugene Landy, who was the nutcase doctor that, by accounts, either saved Brian Wilson's life or was some sort of unholy string puller, or quite possibly both.
There you go.
Option
C.
Yeah, some sort of a weird unholy Geppetto to Brian's Pinocchio. Well, I'll tell you what, hang on for just a second. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about your book, which is coming up, and about TV this week. Hang tight. It is Peter Carlin for The Oregonian. We will return. It's 503-733-2970. Don't forget, like us at 3, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. You stay right there. The Rick Emerson Show on Johnson 970. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Peter Carlin, TV critic from the Oregonian. Is there anything of note coming up in this week that we need to keep an eye out for?
Well, excuse me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your bagel.
I actually finished the bagel during the ad, and I had started in on the carrots.
Excellent.
So.
All right.
But I'm clear now, so. Well, I'll be at Wordstock on Saturday at 10 a.m.
What is Wordstock? I see bus billboards for that, but I don't know what it is.
It's the big literary festival.
Ah.
Convention center.
All right.
250 writers.
I had no idea.
249 writers and me.
And you. So now, when it's 2 weeks from now that the Brian Wilson book comes out, now will you come do it? Are they going to have you going around doing junkets around the country and so forth?
I'll do a little bit of traveling. It's not as much as all that.
All right.
I'm gonna hit New York in early June and probably LA at some point.
All right, you gotta let the Rick Emerson Show wet its beak.
Excuse me. excuse me? You got that veto action?
Yes, let the Rick Emerson Show wear a leather hat. You got to come by and do an in studio with us.
I would love to.
All right.
In fact, it's on my list of things to do.
Thank you. We're in your Franklin. All right. Regrettably, I got like 10 seconds, so we got to go now. But we will talk to you next week, my friend. Have a good week.
Hey, you too.
All right. Peter Carlin, read him in print in the Oregonian online at OregonLife.com. You know what? Your beak. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Gay Bob email says, Rick, when are you going to post pictures of Scotty J on your website so I can decide whether or not it's worth it going to the listener party in...
Oh, is that the bread truck driver?
Yes, it is.
Oh, does he know that Kyle's going to be there?
No. Hey, attention, Gay Bob. Kyle will be there as well. Rick, let's see. Does Scotty J know that the Rick Emerson interns have a sort of strange attraction when it comes to gay members of the listening audience? Did anyone warn him? That's probably something you should have told him as part of the full disclosure, dude. Tony in the coof. No, we'll just let him find out the hard way. Bada bing!
Uh-huh.
There you go. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Make a note of it because we'll be back in 21 hours. Like us next, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Coming up tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, we draw ever nearer to Listener Party 9, which is coming up this Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m. Sabala's Mount Tabor. Go to rickemerson.com for more information. So, and all of that. So we want to thank Clyde Lewis from ClydeLewis.com today. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten and Oregonian TV critic Peter Carlin. As always, the Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon. And in the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. My name is Rick Emerson. We'll see y'all tomorrow at noon. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Don't let the bastards grind you down. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Hold me like you did by the lake on the blue.